Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let me see if Chris Miller is still in the newsroom. Chris, you have a second to just talk? I wanted to get just the latest. I'm a little confused about where we are with the trash contract.
All right, well, just today, Civil District Court Judge Sidney Cates ruled that the mayor can go ahead with awarding the emergency contract to Henry Consulting. He didn't seem to rule on the merits of the arguments about whether or not the emergency situation was valid or invalid after the city council canceled it, or whether the contract with Henry Consulting was valid or invalid based on whether or not the emergency situation was valid or invalid. Just said issuing an injunction now would interfere with other related litigation involving this contract.
Does it seem like he ruled that she has a right to declare an emergency, even if there's not an emergency? Just the fact that she declared emergency, if she has that right, he doesn't care if there really was an emergency. He's just going on what she can do?
Not sure so much of the rule on whether or not she could or could not declare the emergency, just that the contract can go ahead. Again, it is under, you know, her emergency declaration, so you right. know, kind of read into that or what that implies. But he ruled that it can go forward, but said that issuing an injunction could interfere with other litigation, because I believe Sidney Torres has also filed a suit in this.
You know, if this could get any more complicated. I don't know how more complicated it could get. I mean, it's really, it just seems like a political and legal mess.
Yeah, I'm starting by getting out the, you know, get out a bulletin board so I can, you know, attach the strings pointing to each, you know, angle and player
right.
in this.
You know, or put the faces up like they do, like in a room where they're trying to solve a murder. And
exactly.
They put all the evidence up there and they've got all the lines drawn. Yeah. All right, Chris, thanks for that. And you just heard Chris say that it's 93 degrees on the South Shore. But it feels like 114. And again, can you imagine working on a roof or working in a situation like that? I mean, what would be like the hottest job? I mean, that's got to be one of the hottest jobs you could have. I mean, being up in an attic, being in a roof area inside or outside would be just really hot. I just want to, you know, I do this every year. I want to spend time paying a little respect to the people who do work in extremely hot situations when the weather gets like this, because they're working for us. I mean, they're doing things for us. I mean, people need a new roof. They're getting their roof. I mean, the people who are getting a new roof have got to appreciate those people up on the roof, because, you know, if they weren't up there, what if they just decided, well, it's a little too hot, we're not going to put your roof on? No, they don't say that, man. Those guys go up there and they do that. And, you know, kudos to them for getting out there and doing it. All right, I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. And, yeah, you've heard that the trash situation is just getting more and more confusing as time goes on. And I can't imagine that it would be any more complicated than it is. And it's a political and legal quagmire. It's a Charlie Foxtrot. It is just an absolute mess. We'll do the best we can to follow it and talk about what is righteous on our show here. Yesterday, we learned that, and this is coming from our listeners, so if it's not true, somebody can certainly challenge that. But our listeners are telling me that they have learned that Troy Henry, who owns a radio station, has used his radio station to call Helena Marino, a Barbie. Call her Barbie. And I just think that's very, very degrading. And it shows the character of the person who is Troy Henry. I mean, that doesn't show much about his character. So, again, a lot to get to this afternoon. And just briefly, I don't know about you, but I'm excited as hell about the Saints. I mean, I was just excited to hear earlier that Spencer Rattler got the first snaps from center. And also, let's see what else. Oh, yeah, that they had some designed running plays for Spencer Rattler. I mean, when you look at the NFL today, I think a team really benefits from having a running quarterback. And when I hear all the talk about Nussmeier in Baton Rouge, and I hear all about how his passing is so great, I mean, all that's cool. But one thing that I think he really lacked was the ability to run. And I think that is just so necessary in the NFL today. And I mean, imagine if Archie Manning were at his prime and playing in the NFL today, how good he would be. Because he was a runner. Archie Manning could scramble and he could run. And if you had a guy like that at his prime, and that would be awesome. And I still think that the Saints not having had a running quarterback up to this point, when they practice against an offense that doesn't have a running quarterback. And if I'm not mistaken, the Saints have generally had trouble with teams that had running quarterbacks. If the Saints had a running quarterback, the defense would be practicing against a team, an offense that has a running quarterback. And maybe they do a little better in games with running quarterbacks. So anyway, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We had a few technical issues earlier, but we're trying to straighten things out here. You know, again, it's just like in your office. I mean, this is a radio station, but, you know, we have technical issues once in a while as well. And, you know, how many times do you have to call somebody because the printers are not working or something like that? Well, you know, we have those problems that you have as well. You know, President Trump is on a mission right now, it appears, to try to stifle comedians, to stifle commentary that disagrees with him. And that's the mentality of a dictator. I mean, there's no way around it. That's what dictators do. I'm not calling President Trump a dictator, but I'm saying that that's what dictators do. So he's celebrating the canceling of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And I think that somewhere in the deal, I think there was some kind of side deal. This is my opinion. I think there was a side deal to cancel Stephen Colbert. And it's, you know, the show's going to run for another year. But it just seems like this was part of it. Now, Donald Trump is now saying that the deal was not worth $16 million. And a lot of legal experts are saying that Donald Trump would have lost the lawsuit that he filed against CBS. Let me take you back briefly. Trump filed a lawsuit against CBS because CBS, during the campaign, edited an interview with Kamala Harris, allegedly to make her look better. Fox News was doing the exact same thing. I mean, it was commonly known that Fox News was editing interviews with Donald Trump and press conferences with Donald Trump to edit out the stuff that made him look stupid. This is a known thing. So Donald Trump would not have won that lawsuit. If CBS wants to do that, they can. And there seems to be this general attitude in America now where it's okay to suppress freedom of speech when it comes to the left without even understanding that there is so much speech suppression, freedom of speech suppression, when it comes to the right. And Fox News sort of sets the standard, but there are a few people on conservative social media who are setting the standard as well. And then the conservative talk show minions around the country who don't have original thoughts, they just repeat what's being said. And people follow that. And they think that is the absolute gospel. I don't understand how you can be a rational, logical American with common sense and believe that Fox News can lie and do all it's doing, but it's not okay for Stephen Colbert to tell jokes about the president. And so the president is saying that now that he has maybe contributed to Stephen Colbert being fired and canceled, that the other outlets need to beware. So he's telling others that he will use his administration and the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, which also has some regulatory control over cable news, that he's warning that he will try to do the same thing to them, that everybody better be on their best behavior. In other words, everybody better get on board and basically agree with him and not make fun of him, because he's very sensitive and very fragile when it comes to jokes being told about him. He wants it to be one way. But yet there's nothing said about Fox News being unfair. Fox News isn't fair. Fox News lies. I mean, there are 787 million reasons to understand why Fox News lies. You know, they told the lie. In fact, they knew they were lying. And the reason that they made the settlement over the Dominion voting machine lie and the election of 2020, the reason that they settled was because they didn't want to go to court. They didn't want you to see the emails where they said, essentially saying, we know we're lying, but we're telling the audience what we think the audience wants to hear. That would have come out in a trial. So they settled for $787 million. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's kind of approaching a $1 billion settlement. So Fox News has lied and continues to lie. And so let me mention that a co-host for Fox and Friends, Lawrence Jones, has lied. Here's what he said. He said, it's Fox News against everyone. And this was part of a discussion about the canceling of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and the other late night host. He says, it's Fox News against everyone. What he's saying here is he's saying that Fox News is the only one telling the truth and everybody else is lying. Well, that in itself is a lie. That's not true. Because Fox News is lying as much or more than anybody else. Then Lawrence Jones went on to say that Stephen Colbert, the show was a lack of comedy. There was a lack of comedy in the show. Well, that's not for him to decide, because what he thinks is funny might not be funny to others. What I think is funny, what you think is funny, might not be funny to him. So it's not for him to decide. He's not God. He doesn't decide what's funny. He can decide what's funny for him, but he doesn't decide what's funny for me or for you or anybody else. So then he said this about Stephen Colbert. He was just an extreme partisan. He was the left's guy, and he didn't get the ratings. He didn't get the support. That is a lie. Stephen Colbert led in the ratings among late-night hosts. If you want to add in Greg Gutfeld, then he was in second place. Stephen Colbert got a lot more, had a much bigger audience than Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. So Lawrence Jones was on the air lying, and what's going to happen is people are going to take that information and they're going to have conversations or debates or arguments with other people, and they're going to say, yeah, well, Stephen Colbert didn't get any ratings. Well, how do you know? Well, they said Lawrence Jones said that on Fox News. Or they might not even reference it. They might just say, Stephen Colbert didn't get any ratings. He didn't get any support. That's why his show was canceled. And I know that CBS has brought up the financial thing, and maybe they were looking for a reason to cancel the show. But I still honestly believe that Donald Trump's pressure to cancel the deal between Paramount, the company that owns CBS, and Skydance, this other media outlet, canceling the threat to cancel that merger is what also led to the canceling of Stephen Colbert. But Lawrence Jones is lying. And this is what I hate. I hate that people will automatically believe it because it came from Fox News. Now, maybe you're not going to do that, but there are a lot of people who will do that. And they'll call this show and they'll, if I'm talking about Stephen Colbert, they'll call this show and they say, well, no, you're wrong because Stephen Colbert, he didn't get ratings. He didn't have any support because he heard that from Lawrence Jones. So if Donald Trump is going to hold media accountable to telling the truth, why doesn't he do that with Fox News? I know that's the answer. Because he doesn't want to. Because Fox News is more likely to promote him, embrace him, and put him in a positive light, even if it takes lying. So I just don't like this double standard. I don't like this hypocrisy. I don't like the acceptance of the hypocrisy that it's all okay, that you turned a blind eye to Fox News and you think that only the other media is lying. And I don't care if you watch Fox News. I'm not bashing Fox News here, other than simply telling you the truth about Fox News. And what bothers me is this idea that, you know, all the attention is focused on like liberal media, which I don't think it's that liberal, but I know some of you do. But why not focus on Fox News as well? If it's about the truth, then damn it, it has to be about the truth when it comes to everybody, even Fox News and even these conservative talk show minions across this country. If you would like to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, found some really nice summer, heat-related music for this hot summer afternoon. And to me, this is a much better version than the original. I'm Scoot on the air. This is the Isley Brothers doing the Seals and Crofts hit, Summer Breeze. This kicks. We'll be right back on WWL.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, you know, that would be fun to talk about one afternoon. What's the cure for this summertime blues? It's tough to find a cure for that. 93 degrees on the South Shore feels like 114. The good news is we got some stormy weather coming in this direction. That's not always good news this time of year, but in this case, it seems like it's good news because it's mainly going to just cut down our temperatures, but there's always a chance of some flooding. Let me share with you, before I get to your calls, a couple of comments from the Scoot on the Facebook page. Yesterday, I posted a video, Cantrell Controversy. Is the real trash on the street or in City Hall? Here are a few comments. Hank says, it's not the mayor. It's the city. If the election were held today, she might win again. I disagree. I really do. I disagree with that. I don't think she would win again because she changed after she won re-election. And this is so telling about her personality. Once she realized she wasn't going to face the voters again, she didn't give a damn what she did to this city. She didn't care. She was not accountable. She did not care. Oh, she'll say she cared, but her actions prove that that would be a lie. Jason says, you won't say it, but I will. Okay, well, he doesn't actually say it. But I guess he's suggesting something that I'm willing to say if I believe that that's true. Patty says, City Hall. Lisa says, City Hall. Let's see. Here's another comment from Taylor. You're so on point. Victoria said, I listened to your show today, Scoot. Good one. Agree with you. Yeah, it's pretty much City Hall. Donald says, good commentary. Frank says, you have to endorse Helena. If she doesn't win, the city is in bigger trouble. Gregory says, it stinks, Scoot. It's a kickback. Oliver Thomas is behind this, you bet. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know for sure, so I can't I can't say. But Oliver Thomas and Troy Henry are related, so you know maybe there's something there. I don't know, but you know you've heard that a civil district judge has ruled that the mayor can go forward with moving the contract to Troy Henry, but I think it's still kind of caught up in litigation. I mean, it is a giant Charlie Foxtrot. It's just. It's a mess. Anyway, if you want to comment on that or anything else on Scoot on the Air Facebook, just go to Scoot on the Air Facebook. And also, I'm going to read some of your comments from Scoot on the Air Substack. It's a relatively new for many of you. It's a brand new social media platform and a really cool audience there. I love being on Substack. I would love for you to become one of my subscribers and just download the Substack app and then search Scoot on the Air and comment. Okay, let's go to the French Quarter. Michael, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how are you doing?
Good.
Well, first of all, I almost always agree with you, but I will say this about you that makes you different from a lot of other talk hosts. You're always a gentleman, and you always seem to think that you might be wrong. Always consider that there's some wiggle room with whatever your statements might be or opinions, and you are always willing to accept that you could be wrong and accept new information. And I like that because you're not didactic. You're not trying to tell people how to think. And that's really important.
Michael, I appreciate that. You know, sometimes I don't think I'm always a gentleman because I am human. And sometimes, you know, sometimes the comment gets to me a little bit and I don't seem like quite a human that I would like to be. But I do appreciate your comments.
Well, you know, so as far as what's happening to Colbert, to me, the thing I turn to, I don't know if you saw this before, but the Mark Twain Prize was awarded to Jon Stewart a couple of years ago. And at the end of his speech, he talks about who really is the threat to democracy. And he says he mentioned that they're coming for the comedians. And this was a good 4 or 5 years ago, probably. And he's spot on. Mm-hmm. They're coming from the comedians because they you know, Trump in particular has no sense of humor. The only humor he has is when he's laughing at other people that are less fortunate themselves.
Yeah, that's
laughing
right.
At people with disabilities and whatnot and calling military people losers. That's what he gets his rocks off on because he has no humanity. That's as simple as that. So comedy is not just for laughs. It's real. Yeah. And, you know, it's part of our discourse. It's part of being an American. And, you know, freedom of speech is the very first thing, right? It's the very first thing in the amendments of the Constitution. And it's the most important, because once they take away that, then you literally have no voice. And when you have no voice, you have no way of changing things or expressing things and having a movement that will change things in a different direction. That's the one thing that we have left. It's not the Second Amendment. That's not going to help you. They have tanks. I don't care how many guns you have
in your
house. If they come after you, you got no chance.
No, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, if the government wanted to get you, they've got friggin' missiles. I mean, you know, if they wanted to get you, what are you going to go outside with your 12-gauge shotgun against a friggin' missile?
No. They're already coming after your Social Security and your benefits. What if they seize your bank accounts and whatever else? They could do a lot of things before they ever have to point a gun at you. So you have to think about that, too.
Michael,
that's
listen,
what's happening already.
Really appreciate the call. Thanks for listening to our show. I'm proud that you're a listener. Well, let's go to Ponchatoula. Michael, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to take, you know, politics out of the whole Colbert situation a little bit. The New York Times and CBS reported that they were losing $40 million a year on his show.
Yeah, and there's no reason not to believe that.
Say it again?
I said, I don't think there's any reason to not believe that. It seemed like, Ian the other day found the information that they've got 200 employees. You know, as big as that show is, it doesn't take 200 people to do that show. So obviously they're, you know, employee heavy. But what I find interesting is that at no time did if that was a problem, and it's been a problem, obviously it just didn't start losing $40 million a year. It's been losing money for a while. Top rated among the broadcast late night shows, but still losing money. But there are networks like CBS that will use shows to showcase their network, and maybe they lose money here, but they make money somewhere else, but the show is part of their lineup. But what I find really telling about all this is that at no time did CBS go to Stephen Colbert, hey, look, we got to renegotiate your contract, and we also have to cut back on some of your employees. We got to do some trimming here if you want to stay on the air. No, it was canceled.
Know that specifically, though? Do you know that? Do we know that specifically?
No, but there doesn't. No, but there doesn't. I mean, but they're just canceling the show. They're just canceling the show. So it seems like there was no negotiation there. It was just canceled.
But we don't know. We're just assuming. That's the thing. I'm trying to bring a little bit of the emotion out of it.
Well, since you don't know the numbers, you're assuming that they are losing $40 million a year, and it's not just lip service from CBS to make themselves look good because they were pressured by Donald Trump.
So CBS and the New York Times would lie about the amount of money that he was losing?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but I'm saying that we still are believing what we're hearing. I'm believing it, but I'm also saying that look, it doesn't seem logical if they wanted to keep the show, and they kept it for a long time until this deal with Donald Trump, and suddenly the show's canceled. I find that to be suspicious.
With that operational loss, I don't find it very suspicious at all.
Okay, that's okay.
Allowed to continue the show.
This is America. You can believe that.
The 225.
Okay, this is America. You can believe that.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, Michael. Glad you called. I just find it very suspicious. I mean, no, you know, if there was a look, believe me, when somebody is told to renegotiate their contract, quite often that gets out. And I am assuming here, but it seems like if they really wanted to keep the show, if there was not pressure from Donald Trump, if it wasn't part of the deal with Donald Trump, then why didn't CBS go to Stephen Colbert and say, hey, man, we want to keep the show on. We're proud of the show. You've got good ratings. Why don't we trim the show? We got to cut down on some of these losses. But apparently they didn't do that because that's the kind of stuff that gets into the news. Now, again, I'm assuming that didn't happen. And if it did happen, we would know about it. So just suddenly out of nowhere, the show's been losing money, and suddenly right after the deal with Donald Trump, you cancel the show. I just find that to be very suspicious. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. A sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day in 2011, Amy Winehouse passed away from alcohol poisoning at the age of 27. Yeah, she tried rehab a couple of times, and it didn't take. And she became part of the 27 Club. Jimmy, Janice, Jim, Kurt Cobain, Brian Jones, Robert Johnson, and Amy Winehouse all died at 27. I'm Scoot on the Air, and you're listening to WWL.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh. And I always like to thank those of you who are listening to the show while you're working in your car, at home, in the office, or maybe on a godforsaken heat-generating roof. I mean, it's the people who are working in this heat, I have so much respect for them. I don't know how you do it. Landscapers and just, you know, people who deal with. And, you know, I remember when I cut grass when I was a kid, even as an adult when I had a house. I remember cutting grass in the summertime, and you know, your legs were sweating, and sometimes the grass would fly up and it would stick to your legs, and oh my God, I couldn't wait to get inside and take a shower. Anyway, thanks for listening while you are working. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. I've got a number of things going on. I talked earlier about Ozzy Osbourne. I'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in the next hour. Truly an American icon that superseded the heavy metal genre that he was part of. Really the most well-known heavy metal artist that there is. I mean, Ronnie James Dio is well-known, and James Hetfield is well-known, and a lot of them are well-known, but they're known within the genre of heavy metal. You know, Sebastian Bach, a lot of these guys are just really well-known, but mainly within the fans of the genre. But Ozzy Osbourne superseded that because of the show The Osbournes, and that turned him into a pop culture hero. So anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up. But there might be some things about Ozzy that you didn't know, because as I mentioned earlier, I don't think Ozzy went out of his way to invite stardom. I think just being Ozzy and some of the stupid things he did while he was drunk, you know, built this iconic mystique about him that turned him into sort of a pop culture figure hero, if you will. Hey, here's a quick update on that couple that was caught on the the cam caught on the Kiss cam at the Coldplay concert. The CEO of the company, Astronomer, is the name of the company. The guy's no longer CEO. He got let go. Yeah, he's no longer CEO. And the new guy says that there's a lot of new pressure on him, but obviously he's glad. And what happened was this couple got caught on Kiss Cam, and Chris Martin, lead singer of Coldplay, was making a comment because the woman turned around, hit her face and turned around, covered her face with her hands and turned around, and the guy literally ducked down below the camera. He was hiding. Well, it's because they were having an affair. And Chris Martin said, they're either, really shy or they're having an affair. Turns out they were having an affair. He's married. I don't know if he's still married. And if you were married to him, would you still be married to him? But anyway, he's no longer CEO of the company. And the woman used to be an HR person. So you would think that she would know better than to do that sort of thing. But anyway, they got caught, and sometimes you get caught. All right, we're going to have to get to a break here in a moment. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to more of your calls coming up. And Stuart Rhodes, if the name sounds familiar, it's because he is like the founder of the extreme right-wing radical group Oath Keepers. And I believe they had a hand in January the 6th. Anyway, he has been a strong, dedicated ass smooching supporter of Donald Trump. He has been like the man supporting Donald Trump. Now he's criticizing Donald Trump over the Epstein files. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up in the next hour. And this has gone on 3 weeks now, and it's not going away. And the more Donald Trump tries to make it go away, the more it's coming up. And I want to make an observation about this swath of pictures of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was at Donald Trump's wedding. I mean, they weren't, I don't know if they were BFFs, but they were friendly enough for all these pictures to be showing up. And apparently Donald Trump's name, I read that Donald Trump's name is on the manifest of at least one of the flights on the Lolita Express to go somewhere. I don't know where you're going. The guy has one thing that he really does. I mean, he was a financial guy, made a lot of money, but here's a guy who was here's a guy who was totally into young girls, and apparently he shared that with Donald Trump, who apparently likes young girls. Hey, listen, let me mention that on the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2014, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin got a speeding ticket in her hometown of Wasilla. She blamed her excessive speed, 63 miles an hour in a 45, on listening to Sammy Hagar's I Can't Drive 55. It was on the radio. She was listening to it, and she said she couldn't keep her foot off the pedal. But I think she still got a ticket. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. This is WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Dino Danelli. Dino Danelli was a drummer for the Rascals. First of all, they were the Young Rascals, then they became the Rascals. He's 81 years old today. Now, I think he's still alive. But let me tell. No, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. No, he died. He died in 2022. So Dino Danelli would have been 81 years old today, but he's dead. He was one of the great drummers in rock. I mean, this guy could pound those skins. There were a couple of outstanding drummers, Keith Moon, John Bonham, and I'm telling you, this guy, Dino Danelli with the Rascals. If you're a drummer and you appreciate drummers, go back and listen to some of their music. I'm Scoot. We've got a lot to cover in the next hour, and we'll be back, and you're listening to WWL.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.